Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Here's something new, an Aussie Christian chat show for women, exploring issues of, as we say here on Open House, life, faith and culture, coming to a screen near you. Deb Gould had no experience on camera when she was approached 2 years ago to host Deb's Place. 2 years later, six 30-minute programs have just been launched, and in a sign of the times, they are already up on YouTube, even before you can see them on TV. Deb Gould, welcome to Open House.
Thank you, Lee. Lovely to be here.
Great to see you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So with no experience doing this kind of thing, it was like a bolt out of the blue. Why you, do you think?
That is a wonderful question, and I keep asking myself exactly the same question.
You still don't know.
I still don't know. I believe in God's sovereignty. A friend actually was praying about the idea and said every time he prayed about the idea, my name was the only name that came up. So he thought it was best to test me out and ask me and follow through a plan.
What was your first response?
I had no idea what he was talking about, frankly.
Please explain.
Well, to ask me if I want to, you know, sort of host a Christian show on TV, of which I've never done any interviews before, I've not ever been in front of a camera, that's all very foreign. So I don't believe in saying no straight off. I think sometimes God has always opened doors and closed doors, and so I trust that. I just continued a journey of chatting about what does this look like, let's investigate it a bit further and decide further down the track.
Daunted?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. We went and I first had a meeting with David, then he took me to Richard, the producer, and we chatted some more and we prayed some more and just kept testing the waters. And I said, well, I will do a pilot to see if I freeze in front of a camera, yes, even, because...
Good idea.
You know, sort of, I sort of thought, well, if we go to all this expense and we set it all up and I sit in front of a camera and then I can't speak, well, it's not much of a show, really, is it? You know, I mean...
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. So tell us a little about yourself. Where have you come from in life and faith and culture?
I've grown up in Sydney, always lived in Sydney. I haven't actually travelled more than half an hour away from where I've been born and bred, I think. And I was sent off to Sunday school as a young child. Came to faith in my teenage years, but truly understood exactly what my faith was about when I was 20 years old. Received a letter from my sister and she said, listen, you're on a rocky road to destruction. Not quite in those words, but that's what she was pointing out. And I knew immediately that that I had to trust this God who I had learnt about and I knew actually quite a lot about, and I had to trust him for my security and for my future.
And it's worked for you?
Oh,
absolutely. In a variety of ways.
In a variety of ways. And I would never turn back the clock in any shape or form. Much of what has gone on in my life, I would not have survived if it were not for knowing that I have a sovereign God who loves me, who cares for me, who is actually forging a plan and has a plan for me.
Even though it's sometimes quite surprising.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. This is a big surprise, yeah. You know, even doing this.
So tell us the aim of Deb's Place. Who are the kinds of women you're speaking to and what are you trying to say to women through them?
The thing is, I think it will actually reach lots of different women. Obviously, we look at a particular demographic when we're planning it, but people's stories tell such wonderful, wonderful truths. And when we're looking at people's stories, if we're looking at somebody who, you know, has had one particular tragedy in life, not everyone's going to have that same tragedy, but in actual fact, they might have some other thing. And to see how God has used different scenarios in people's lives, how we can equip women. I want people who are thinking God hasn't, you know, sort of there's other people out there doing some fantastic stuff and I don't have a plan, you know, sort of God's not here with me right now. I really want people to be encouraged and to see, hang on a second, we all go through seasons. There's opportunities that arise and now might not be your time for a great ministry because of other commitments, might be elderly parents, might be children, anything, or sickness in the family. But you can be praying for something else, you know, sort of into the future. You can be sort of and helping yourself and equipping yourself as time goes on. So lots of different ways to actually encourage women to learn, be encouraged and excited about a future that, yeah, that God has for us.
We tell lots of stories here on Open House, and I well understand the force and the power of them. Part of the great genius of Jesus was that he communicated largely through stories.
Yes.
There's such power in them, aren't
there? Yes. They touch your heart, people's stories. We love that. I love my heart being touched, and I am assuming that most other people love that too. And it's a privilege. It's a real privilege for me.
Interesting lineup of women. Tell us about some of them.
Well, I just have to say up front, there's a couple of guys on it too. So yeah. I just don't want people to think it's...
totally expect
yes,
so.
Yes, yes. But we go through topics through the series. And so there's different people fit different topics. And so if we're looking at the public sharing your faith, we would have sort of radio announcers, for instance, at Christian radio stations like Hope. We interviewed three different radio stations and just sort of found out, you know, sort of what is it like being a voice into society and sharing your Christian faith, you know, sort of at the same time. There's a topic on evangelism, and so Becky Pippett is sharing on evangelism. There's a communicator, Tony Biancotti, who talks about how to communicate in relationship to sharing your faith, and so how do you do that and do it well so that people are listening. But then there's a topic on financial assistance and looking at, you know, sort of sacrifices people make with their finances. And Irene Gleeson, who is over in Uganda and has been there for many, many years and sold up everything she owned to go to Uganda and sit under a tree and start teaching about Jesus to Ugandan children who, you know, were watching a massacre happen right before their very eyes. And she herself, you know, had machetes at her throat at times. She has witnessed and been part of seeing thousands, actually 10,000 children being educated in the north of Uganda, and all because she sacrificed absolutely everything, including finances. And then we have another woman who came in to help, you know, sort of how do you save just a few little dollars that you can put away that you might be able to help another ministry. We can't all go out to Uganda, but we might be able to assist with our own financial savings. And how do you do that? So it's a whole gamut. There's Melinda Tankard-Reist and Amelia Haynes talking about the sexualization of children, which is a huge topic and a very challenging topic, of which any person really needs to understand this massive thing that's happening in our society.
Totally. One thing that really gets me about the programs is that though it's called Deb's Place, it's actually not about you. I think that there's a great skill and a great necessity in making about these people and their stories rather than you being the big star.
Well, it is a little bit of a juggle. It sounds lovely, Deb's Place. And in actual fact, it was filmed in my place. And we were saying, what do we want the set to look like? And we were discussing, saying, well, it has to reflect you, Debbie, and the things that you would have around you. And I said, so like the couch or the chair that I have in my house? Yes, yes. And like, you know, sort of the colours I like? Yes, yes. I said,
There's our set.
Why not do it in my house? You know, like, so that was very funny. But you're right. I mean, it is about the other people, and that's the privilege I have, the privilege of being allowed to actually share these stories and then share them further afield. I really am just a little token in this, you know, sort of.
What do you think when you see it on the screen?
It is surreal, absolutely surreal. And in actual fact, with the launch last night, everybody came in so excited and were congratulating me. And it was only then that I was thinking, oh, my heavens, this really is a wonderful tool. I thought it was good, not because of me. I think because of Richard and how he's edited and produced it. He's done an absolutely fantastic job and a great website. But it sort of just grew last night in my mind and my understanding. And I mean, obviously I've been part of all those those conversations. But it suddenly all came together last night and I thought, oh, my heavens, you know, sort of who would have thought, you know, who would have thought? So it's a big surprise to me. It's a big surprise.
As I said, the launch of it is very much tapping into our times. It comes with this interactive website. It's a two-way thing between you and your audience.
Yes.
That's very much a sign of our times.
Yes, yes. And you know, sort of people can go on to debsplace.tv. They can ask questions. We would, you know, sort of come back with answers. They can go to Facebook. They can like us on Facebook. That would be nice. It'll be more than
it's always
more
very
than
gratifying.
The webmaster and Richard and myself being friends on Facebook. But it is interactive. They can see all the interviews on the web, and they would also be able to download some discussion questions. So women can take the discussion questions and use them in a, you know, just with a girlfriend or even just for themselves, or, you know, sort of in their Bible study group, watch a segment and then talk about it. There's also sort of some notes to stick on your fridge to remember, you know, these are the main points when you're sharing your faith. These are the main points, and it's just so that it's in front of you. So it's very interactive in that way. And
so your days are going to be busy online in the future.
Yes, or busier, I think it may is the word.
So people can find it at debsplace.tv.
Yes.
Okay, congratulations. Wish you well.
Thank you. I really am excited about it.
Thanks for joining us on Open House.
Thank you, Lee. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.